few things practical. So Bishul Achabishul, Mechaber approaches Bishul Achabishul. He says that by Dover Yove, Shibbet Moshe Kol Tzorchoi, there's no Bishul Achabishul. It's not, there's ain't Bishul Achabishul. But if it's only the Spashe Gamachem and Drusoi, there is a Din Abishul, even a Tzorah Reseach. Then he says, but by Dover Lach, even if it's Moshe Kol Tzorchoi, if it's Nistanin, so there is a Din of Bishul Achabishul. And his definition, he started is it went down under the shear of Yatzaletus. Fine, that's the and the Ramah is Shoysik. Ramah is Shoysik to the Mechaber in Siftal when he says that halacha. In Sift Hezvov, Mechaber says, "Dabar hishbasu kol tzarcha b'hu yavei shem b'morak mutal nicha k'neged amadura feel the malakim sheyatz aletus by." So since it's hishbasu kol tzarcha and it's yavei, so mitzad deni bishul is not concerned. The only concern is this gzeris derabanan. So if you put a k'neged amadura, which means not mamish adjacent to it, but mishmur seloshen k'neged amadura below eitz lamadura, you can't put it immediately right next to the madura. You put it further away. So that will remind the person. The Shema Yechate issue. Okay. Zot the Ramah, I feel only Tzadik, even though it's fully cooled off, it's Mutter because it's Yavish and Dizbashikal Tzorcha. If it's Reseach, so the Rashiyash Mamorik is Mutter. So far, that's true according to the Mechaber so far. Reish Rekilim Loimar, then he says, there's those which are Mako, the Kol Shadon Loisnoi. Agabi Oesha Akira Mamish Raksam Chloi. So you're not dealing with any Yisurim Drabanan. Phil Nitzanin is Mutter because Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. The Noga LaHakol B'Zeh Imon Nitzanin LaGamri K'moshi K'safti Le'el B'Simon Eishin Gimel. If it wasn't Nitzanin LaGamri, so we're making. So it's Kol Zman, it's still warm, even though it's not Yatzaletus Boy, it's Mutter. How much is that? The shear is a person who would want to eat something which is has considered a hot food or a warm food, he considers that a level of warmth. So if it's room temperature, that's obviously, he doesn't consider that. It's not Yatzaletus Boy, but it has warmth to it. Now, that halacha pashtus is a halacha. The Iglital assumes that talking about it's that original heat is still there. In other words, I can't be a chacham, so I'll take this thing, I'll stick it out in the sun, and make it warm. And now that it's warm, you know, there's no problem in Bishul Chabishul, and I can heat it up all the way. You know, that's not true. It means that the original act of Bishul has not totally subsided. It's still warm from that original Bishul. So Mela, it's not considered a numais Bishul of reheating it. Okay. To understand the Shita of the Ramah, so you need to understand that. So he's saying, if it's Nisan Lagarmi, we hold Yesh Bishul HaKabishul. If it's not Nisan Lagarmi, Ein Bishul HaKabishul, and it's Mutter, even though Lachar it's less than Yatzaletus, but Lachar means the original Bishul is gone. So what's the Lom? So there seems to be two Mahalchim, very interesting in the two Mahalchim. So the Magen Avraham and Reish and Gimel. On the like the Ramah said, like I said, before in Reish and Gimel, on that piece of the Magen Avraham says that it's innocent. According to the Ramah, Nisan LaGamri is innocent of the rice. Nisan LaGamri is innocent of the rice, which means he agrees Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul, and therefore if Nisan LaGamri there's innocent of the rice. But he holds that the Ramah holds Kol Zman is Nisan LaGamri Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. So you need to be mazur with that shita. The Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to be agree with the Magen Avraham. So So the Prima Gadam over here, the Shin Yuches, Prima Gadam says that when it's Nisan Legamri, there's a tikkun ksas, which means that we're going saying Yesh Bishlach and Bishlach at the Raisa level. He's Mas with the Magen Avraham. It's the rice, and he's saying, so what's Takan of Pshat? The mice, it's fully cooked. So the malacha, maybe by mayim is different, but even by other foods, by morak and these different things, right? The ikar malacha bishul is changing it through fire, not just adding heat, right? So I mean, what's the shear? So I take a piece of metal and I heat it. I added heat, well, but it didn't soften, so it's not makayiv yet. But yeah, but why is I added heat and the malacha is adding heat? The malacha is not adding heat. The malacha is changing something. So it's changed already. So what am I at? Well, I'm adding heat. So Zot Prima Gadam, the Vice Rosh, that these Rishonim are saying, there's alumnus of you, there's a tikkun by adding heat again. You're doing a tikkun to the thing. So the Ramah is saying that if there's not a significant change because it's still warm, so the heat you're adding is not significant, so there's no tikkun. Whereas if it's Nisan Legamri, it's considered a tikkun. That's the point that Prima Gadam is saying.
If you're telling me that it's already considered to be attacking since it was warm, then why would it be allowed to take it from one of the cold and bring it to that same state of warm, even though we already get the answer on that?
No, I'm saying it's not a significant tikkun when I'm changing it from warm to hot. I didn't really do too much. Changing it from room temperature to warm is probably not significant.
And the Dabar Yavish,
just the tikkun wouldn't be. The Dabar Yavish, you're going to have to learn the lomnus, is that the Dabar Yavish, the nakuda of warmth, is not as significant as by the Dabar Lach, usually. Okay. The Chazanish comes along, and the Chazanish says that the Rav of the Shita of the Ramah is that Mikra did Ein Bishul Acher Bishul, like the Shita of the Rishonim hold Ein Bishul Acher Bishul, and just when it's Nisan Legamri, we're machmer to be choshish for that Shita. The Mikra did Ein Bishul Acher Bishul. Rav Moshe in Rabbi Eider's questions over there, he assumes that very stark, also the same nusach of Lashon, that there's B'tam Ramor Nogel Hokol, he says, here is it. B'tam Ramor Shum the server Ladina Karama Marash with a Mishalach Abishal Gam Belach Machmir Kishan Legamri. Fine. Like never posh it by him. That's the way it is. The writer is asking this. Mechloikis Chazanish says this way. So what's the pshat? He says no posh it. That's the pshat. The Chazanish takes this. Therefore, Amir la'akum to warm up a dover yavish, a dover lach, which in son of the gamri is mutter. You want him something warm for your Shabbos Suda. At worst, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, so it's a Shus, a Malkam Mitzvah, having something warm for a Shabbos Suda is considered a Mitzvah. It's considered a valid Tzarech, having at least one warm thing, and therefore your Shus HaShus is Mutter. Amir La'akum is Shus HaShus is Mutter, so you're allowed to have him warm it up. The Gabi, she and Chazora, the more of a cloud was more Machber because people would play around with it. So not every case is going to be Mutal Yedei Akum, but this is not a Shia Chazor issue. This is in the case you don't have a Shia Chazor issue, you just have the problem of the son of the Gamri. I want to put it Kenegad Amadura. So there's no Isurim the Rabbanim said that. The only problem is Bishul because the son of the Gamri. So the Chazanish tell the guy to do it. It's fine. Okay. That seems to be the Masara that I had from when I was learning it. It seems that seems in his Kabbalah, the Shita of the Chazanish and the Eger's Moshe, not like the Magen Avraham. Then we assume the Mikra didn't. So the Moshe says, discusses. So now what's a lach and what's a yavesh? So, you know, there's two ways to ask that question. The two areas to ask that question. There's certain things which are partially one, partially the other, and certain things. So what's ketchup? Is ketchup a davar lach or ketchup a davar yavesh? So Rabbi Yashiv, interesting, assumes that ketchup is a davar yavesh. So even though it's a sandagamri and bishul lach bishul, so there's no problem putting into a cliche. Rambam says he's not sure whether it's davar lach or davar yavesh. He says so, but the Rambam was asked, the question was putting a ketchup on a davar gush. So you have a yatsu lettuce, but a davar gush in a cliche. So that's, he says, it's two chumras. You know, machmor two chumras. He says, even if you tell me that ketchup is considered a davar lach, but that which you machmor that there's bishul chabishul lach is a chumra. That which you machmor davar gush is that it's mevashel in a cliche is a chumra. You can pesach it out like that. You know, machmor two chumras together. So you ought to put ketchup on a davar gush in a cliche. Rambam says, because by him it's even if ketchup is a lach, it says mikra dinei bishlach bishul by a lach, even when it's done on the garment. Elamai, what remachmer? But you're not going to remachmer that on top of the fact that davar gush is mevashel. But that davar gush is mevashel is also a chumra mikra din. It's not mevashel. So and Rambam is throughout, you know, whenever he discusses this issue, it's clear by him that he looks at it, that bishlach bishul by the davar lach is a chumra. Not Mikra Din. Okay. it's in Sif Hei, Lamed Zayin. I'm sorry? Yeah, you know, Rabbi Yashiv, you know, the mile of Rabbi Yashiv is he doesn't tell you too much. The son of Rabbi Yashiv doesn't tell you too much. Like he says, yeah, it's this, you know. You know, they have these quotes in him.
A double laugh, the only change that comes is that it's getting hot, and there's no real change that can happen in the actual ketchup. I don't want it. Meaning, even if I get the gas out of this, but it's never what I want. The ketchup is my shaking with any of the double laugh. So can you just say it just falls out of the category of a double laugh because of that?
If you hold it to lach, it'd be hard to be makel to based on that sword. I hear. It's a nice sword. I like it. But I wouldn't just if you hold it to betzem alach. How do you define the definition of gabi those shilas? You know, so. This is the Gad Gabi Hill's brachas, shilas. You know, ice cream. Is ice cream a double lach or ice cream a double yavish? And how much, what's the shear for the bracha chardin? Is it a kazayas or is it a revias? You know, the price can handle Hill's brachas, the Gabi Hill type of shilas. I do want to point out one example which people should be aware of. If a person comes up with this idea of serving like a hot dessert, somebody came up with this, you know, idea of serving a hot dessert. If the dessert is yatsa lettuce bowl, you want to put ice cream on top. Ice cream is not cooked beforehand. You know, the power of ice cream that they can't make it. It's not cooked. So that's a davar gush. You know, if you have hot apple pie, you put in that. You know, that would be, that's a different story. Because that's not, wasn't his bashar beforehand. Wasn't his bashar. Putting
ice cream won't ever get the yatsa lettuce.
I don't know. Why are we assuming that's true? Okay. I don't know what the disease is, depending on how hot your apple pie is. You take a hot, you know, a person makes an apple pie right before Shabbos and leaves it in the oven, and it comes out and it's still bubbling and it's you know, 300 degrees. Why can't our ice cream get out of the oven? I don't know what the word means.
Yeah.
Well, you don't need boil, you just need yozzoletta as well.
I don't think it's going to be the yozzoletta, actually. I just don't think that an apple pie taken out of the oven.
I don't know. I have no idea. Okay. If Rabbi Yashu said it, he said it. I have no idea what that means. Okay. So putting milk. So milk is, our milk is pasteurized, which so Immersion says that's definitely the sheer, the temperature that you use for pasteurization is high enough that it reached beneficial Likuli Alma. So our milk is, even though it's a double lach, it was ready cooked. So it's a Shaila Bishlach HaBishlach. So putting into a cliche, it looks like you put it into a cliche, right? Because it's even though it's the sound of the gamri, obviously it was sitting in your fridge, right? So in a kibishin, you can't put it in, right? But putting into a cliche, you shouldn't pour on a kibishin onto the milk. But to put it into a cliche, so the assumption by most liquids, you know, that you assume that liquids don't have a din of a question of a kalibishal, so. So they don't have to worry about it. Okay. Okay. So, something which right now it's yovesh, and eventually it's going to liquefy. So the Magen Rambam discusses a case of the shuman, which is korush. So the fat has solidified. So he holds it has a din of a yovesh, because right now it's a salad. The Mishnah Berurah presents the Magen Avraham as the Ikar Shita, and then he says, "Well, yesh refakvikim," like that say that since it's going to melt and become. I did see though. So Moshe discussed the Shiloh. What Moshe asked was butter. It's a person wanted to put butter on a hot potato. So over gush, he says, well, he says over here butter is made from pasteurized milk, so it's cooked beforehand. So it's a bishul achar bishul. That's it over yovish, right? So it's more to put it on. The yesh refakvikim over there would have the same problem with the case of butter. It's going to melt and become a liquid. Now, Ramosha, the Shitasa wouldn't be worried about that anyway, because it's a double goosh. Tzadar Kashabas points out that frozen soup, even the Mishabura, the Magen Avraham, Jamaica, frozen soup is a different story. The point of Shuman Korish is it functions as a salad. People use it as a salad. So that's even the fact that later on it's going to change, but the people use Shuman Korish, they would use it as they would take rendered fat and they would use it as a spread. It was used as a salad. So this is a Dabar Yavesh. But the Metzias of Shuman Korish is something which Be'etzim was a Michael. So right now it's a Yavesh. So Mishabura, that's called a Yavesh. But something which nobody ever uses as a Yavesh, the whole purpose is to make this into a liquid, to reheat the liquid. I have frozen soup and I want to heat up my frozen soup. Well, you don't have, you're saying you would boil milk, boil water first and then hot the shaka bishal on an ice cube. Okay, maybe. But most people don't use frozen soup as an ice cube. I mean, that'd be interesting type of an ice cube. But I guess theoretically, you could, right? If you would make your own ice cubes beforehand from water which has been boiled beforehand, so therefore it's mikra din ein bishul achar bishul, because it's a liquid which has been cooked beforehand. And if you hold that applies to water, there's some deal that maybe water is. Everybody should argue with water. The whole purpose is the difference. Mishra Mishnah Berurah holds not like that. Mishnah Berurah holds water has been cooked, has a din of cooked. Now, because that applies to our water nowadays, I don't know. It's very difficult to understand the study of water, the din of Ein Bishlach or Bishlach by water. Maisa, we assume it like that. I'll get to a case that's relevant for that. So theoretically, then I make it into an ice cube. So the chari should put it into your soup and you're appreciating it. Fine. So the person takes a cup of hot water, drinks out the cup of hot water. Let's say it's a simple case. It's a case of a cup of hot water, just water, hot water. So he drinks it out, and there's the little bit of water that's left on the bottom of the cup is Nisan Legamri. Now he wants to take a second cup. He's going to pour from the Kli Rishon, from the Samovar, into the cup. So that's Iri Kli Rishon onto this water, which was Nisan Legamri. So do you have to be worried about that water which is there? According to the Magen Avraham that we're dealing with the Kishash Deraisa, it's not significant amounts. So that's a bit chiddush to say I'm going to do a maisa which I know body is going to happen, because to me it's not kosher. But I'm not really even focusing on that. That's not my goal to warm up that thing. So that's like a secretion, lo nichale, etc. According to Rav Moshe's approach and the Chazon Ish's approach, which Mikra Adin ain't Bishal Acher Bishal, so Mikra Adin I could really pour directly, I could pour directly on this water, even with the Samlegamri, I could pour on it from the Samovar without a shayla. Elamai, we're machmer, so we can start saying this chumrah. If my goal is not to heat up this water, I really couldn't care less. This little residue of water gets heated or not. So I'm a chavin for that b'chalal. So even though it's a psikresha, it's not important to me b'chalal. So it's like psikresha lo nichale, and something which is not even clear that it's a derabana. So the person say if there's a significant amount of water, you should pour it out, but you don't have to dry out the cup. There's no need to dry out the cup, because those remaining tipas are not significant. You don't have to worry about it. The Mishnah Berurah mentions the Shari Tshuva about something which immediately as you pour on it, it changes from a solid to a liquid. Given in the case of the Shuman Korish, whatever, that it takes a period of time, this, as you pour on it, it changes from a solid to a liquid. So do you deal with that as a Dover Lach or a Dover Yovish? So the Shari Tshuva he brings the Panam Iris that Ein Kamishum Bishul, and the Marab Klibishon and Tzachak Karas Hektanah Sheyesh Bem Sukkah. They put the sugar in first, and then they pour on from the Klibishon onto the sugar. There's no problem Bishul because the sugar currently special base Uman. Ben Bishul Achabishul Dover Yavish. Avshat Tzukar Nimuach Yeshu Din Yavish. So even though the sugar is going to melt, it has a dinner with Dover Yavish, and therefore you're allowed to put it into a Klibishon, Eerie Klibishon, not a problem. Then he brings the Master Bracha, brings that from the Zerah Emes, from Agama, Bezem, Masik, Shatov, Laris, Akavi, Bekoisis, Rachel, Losses, Boyat, Sukkar. You should add the sugar, and afterwards it's make it a Pisheni. Okay. But you should not pour on it directly. The Mishnah Berurah you must put on the Klirishon Mamish. It's appropriate to be machmir. Play out the question. So I should be machmir on the Chatchila. I shouldn't put my sugar into the cup first and then pour from the Klirishon onto the sugar. Okay. I had my cup of coffee already, and now I want to go back for a second cup. Now, there's a little residue left in the cup of coffee, and in that residue, there's the coffee. So the water, which has been cooked already, the coffee, which, we'll figure out what the din of a coffee is in a second, and the sugar. So do I have to worry about that residue of sugar? The Mishnah Berurah Mikra, then it's mutter. No. Now it's a davar lach. The whole hetzer was, since it's a davar yavesh, there's no in the shachar mishnah, the davar yavesh. Once I liquefy my sugar, right? So now it's a davar yavesh. Now it's a davar lach, right? So and if it's the nisan legamri, I have a davar lach, which is the nisan legamri. So again, so then I so according to the Moshe's, if it's an insignificant amount, which I have no interest in cooking, so I don't worry about it. Be any significant residue, I'd have to pour it out. So you can't. This mishabur is not. You can't. You know, even if it's significant, but it's not a problem because it's a bishul or bishul. Because it's oyavish. Not true anymore. Now it's a lot. Mishabur says no. Mishabur says nikra. Then I can put sugar into a kli mishabur because it's already cooked and it's oyavish. So it's totally sore not to do that. Okay, in my dinner time with the Zohar, right? That's all because it's a yavish. If it's a lach, that's the minhag of the Ramah. If it's on the gamri, if I have liquefied sugar, so I have the minhag of the Ramah, I can't cook it. So once I put my sugar in my cup, and now it's liquefied, I want to pour on some hot water, add some more hot water into it. If it's nistanin, I have leftover coffee at the bottom, it's cold. I want to get a second cup. So I want to pour it from the tibishin into my cup. Now I'm pouring the liquefaction, so I have milk. Well, the milk is I have water which has been cooked, milk which has been cooked, sugar which has been cooked, and coffee. And all of it is lach, and all of it is done. So if it's significant, so Marcia said, if it's a significant amount, you should pour it out. But if it's an insignificant amount, so all these things make it in bishul chabishul, because even though I lach in bishul chabishul, so you don't have to worry about it. Coffee, instant coffee. So the process. So Ray Eider is nice enough to tell us the process. So they actually make the, not freeze dry. Okay, whatever that is. You know, right. What? What?
This means roasted at a very high temperature. It's called freeze dry because it gets all moisture gets very quickly
removed from it. So they roast the coffee. All coffee is roasted. You're not taking raw coffee beans, right? So before you get your coffee beans, they're roasted. So that's awful, right? Then they make coffee. That's bishul. So they make coffee with, you know, at high temperatures. Now they make it into a powder. So how do they make it into a powder? So they do a process with something called a spray dryer. A very tall column, very high temperatures, and they have a nozzle which sprays it out at very, 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 very small sizes. And it immediately dries. It evaporates. As it falls down, there's a second thing of air which helps it actually liquefy a little bit, and therefore it comes together into larger pieces. The original pieces are measured in micrometers. You're not getting coffee, which is that fine. So I don't know, they liquefy it again a little bit, again hot. And then they dry it again. So the Mishnah Berurah brings a shaila about something which is mavushal, and then it's sli, and now you want to do bishul again. What's the status of it? The Prima Gadim has a shaila, something which is mavushal, and then it became sli. Where Machmer, bishul achar sli, but this was bishul, sli, bishul. So this was bishul, sli, bishul. First the process was bishul, then the process afterwards was afia. Afia and sli are basically interchangeable phrases. Sli is used in regards to the idea of roasting meat, etc. You're talking about baked goods, you don't say you did sli to them, you did afia to them. So the Paiskim refer to our coffee as Afuya. So, but it's Bishul, Afiya, and then Bishul, and now you want to do Bishul again afterwards. So, so even if you'll give me, argue, right? So, even the Dabar Yavish, so I don't have to worry about, but we're in Mimachma now, the Mishibur is saying Mimachma, the Mikhoish, that maybe that it's a lach. But now, no, sorry. Even if you tell me not to be the Mikra Din, Mishabur holds that it's considered a Yavish, but a Bishul after a Fiyan a Yavish is a problem. Alright, so what's the Din over here? So it's interesting that the Prima Gadim himself comes out that he feels that since it's a Mishul Lamaisa, don't worry about it. So if it's a Yavesh, it was a Vushal, now it's three, but it's Bishal after Bishal, it's more three. The Bir Halacha doesn't like that. He says, once you understand this lumness of that, like the Taz is saying, that it's the reason why Bishal, Afi after Bishal, Bishal after Afi is because it's adding a whole new dimension to it, etc. So suddenly it's a Mavushal, and then it came Tzolui. Being Mavash are going to have to change it. So if you look at the Zera Emes and his Shaila by Sugar, right? Not the way Ramosha quotes Zera Emes. He presents along the argument, Kilo, it wasn't really the, it's almost like a Bachel ben Drusoy type of an argument, but really the argument is there's a significant change which is taking place now in this last step. This last Bishul that you're doing definitely is much, when you're adding the hot water and you're doing Bishul to it, it definitely makes it quite different than what it was in the state of being off week. Right, I understand that. I'm saying, but the point, the concept of the significant change is an interesting question. Now, fine. You can ask your local because Rabbi, what do you do with it? Are you that? Do you have that label nowadays? For some of them. Okay. Okay. I looked at the Rabbi Wiederblank's piece on the Starbucks Via. What do you call it? What do you call it? Via. Whatever. If they Via. You know. Whatever it's called. So it was good. I sort of had like somebody gave me the background. So they actually take microground coffee, which is it's small enough that it will dissolve in hot water even whenever it's never been cooked. And add it in, so it's not fully, not the rib of it is actually coffee which has been cooked, but there's a miyat of coffee which has not been cooked. Anyhow, so the shayla of rib and miyat. There is a prima godim when this discusses the issue of yavish and lach, that the prima godim wants to say it's totally in rib. Now, in the world of Moshe, I get it. In the world of the Prima Gadim, I find it very challenging. Right? In the world of Moshe, listen, Mikra didn't by Lach and by Yavish and Bishul Achar Bishul. Elamai, what? There's this Chumrah. If it's Nisan the Gamri, by the Lach, we have a Chumrah. So you know what? That Chumrah is because it's perceived as an act of Bishul. If right of it is really a Yavish and the Miyad is just like the Lach is not really significant, so it's not perceived like that. I get it. My name is the Prima Gadim, I'm telling you that by Lach, we're going to write for this Bishul after Bishul. We're going to take you up to the roof and throw you off for doing it. So, yeah, but the Meister, Rav is a Yovesh, so don't worry about it. Like, what does that mean?
Ironically, it's Ramesh, it's not you.
What?
Ironically, Ramesh is not Ramesh.
Right, so now, the idea of Rav versus me, it is a very interesting, 50. 55% versus 45% is a big chiddush. The lashanas which you have in the shabur are more along the lines if it's the amount of liquid there is not a significant amount, so it's not you don't have to miskashuk with it. But in the world of the prima godim, as much as you say that has the prima godim, it gets a din of a tikkun. So if the roiv is not the lach, it's not considered a tikkun. It's a very big chiddush to say that. The mice at the end of the day, he doesn't really down too much on that prima godim. He just discusses bittul b'roiv. But bittul b'roiv makes sense over here. Then it gets involved in the shaila of there's a diyun in Hilchos Pesach where it's also in Kuftes. There's a difference in halacha between bittul b'lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish. Lach b'lach is bottle b'shishim and yavish b'yavish is bottle b'roiv. What's it in a flower? Is flower a lach b'lach or flower a yavish b'yavish? So he handles really the shaila. Really, is the flower shaila is a lach b'lach or yavish b'yavish? Does bittul make sense? How far can you take the dinim of bittul? Bittul is halakim yisurin. So in Hilchos Issur v'Heter, you say it's bottle, right? There's a an yomtiv. I'm revealing my old time yeshiva roots, quoting on a yomtiv. I've never heard of the sefer even nowadays. What? You heard of it? Okay. When I was a bacher, Arangata was quoted all the time. Arangata was like what this sefer, like one of the insorim of learning. Lamdash sugyas. Like nowadays, like you heard of it. It's like Asan Derisas. Asan Derisas on a yomtiv. Like now, like who's Asan Derisas? Like I've never heard of him. Anyway, so an yomtiv has a shaila about can bittul b'roiv. I have roiv of a pair of tzitzis. I have wool which is roiv was tovi lishmo. Says kosher for tzitzis and a miyut is not. Can I do with bittul b'roiv make all of the tzitzis roiv, all of the wool roiv to make tzitzis out of it? Because bittul b'roiv, he says you can't shav dinim on something which bittul b'roiv it takes off dinim, it doesn't add dinim. So I have to give it a din of lishmo. I can't give it a din of lishmo when it's not lishmo because the roiv is lishmo. So I got to give the whole thing a din of mavushal because roiv is mavushal. Right? He doesn't quote on a yomtiv, but that's the din over there. There's a minchas baruch which brings rise that actually you could put dinim on something based on the case of roiv. Minchas baruch is also a sefer which probably nobody ever heard of nowadays. Okay. I'm really deading myself. Okay. What?
Why do the Talmuds have connection to minchas baruch?
No, it was Makor Baruch. Makor Baruch was his father-in-law. It's also Chashev Sefer, which is not so well known nowadays. Okay, but that was known in Tells. It wasn't known the rest of the world. Makor Baruch, but Minchas Baruch was. I remember somebody gave it to me as a present. That was like a present you give somebody. Okay. Frying. So we discuss Bishul, we discuss Sli, so Tigun. So Tigun is a fascinating sugya in Hilchos Brachos. What status Tigun has, it's relevant to Gabi the Shaila of there's a din of baking. If you cook pas, it loses a din of pas, and therefore it's Brachos Mazarnas. No matter how much you eat, it's not possible to kiss it anymore, and you eat as much as you want, and still make a Mazarnas and an Alamithya, even though it's Al-Kadei Sviya Deraisa. The share of the Shulchan Aruch Rav is Kadei Sviya Deraisa, right? Shir Shulchan Aruch Rav, Sviya Deraisa. 21.6 Begin. Right? Zintahay. Once it's been cooked, what about if it's tigun? So the poskim handle three types of tigun. So one type of tigun, which really is basically it's pan baking in a loaf, is called baking. If I put a minimum amount of oil, it just shouldn't scorch and stick, etc. That's not called frying. That's called baking. So that would not have this din. If it's deep frying is the same thing as bishul and halacha, and we assume that therefore if a person would take something and deep fry it, it would be a bittul on the pas and have the same din as if you had cooked it in water. The middle madrega where you're actually frying it but not deep frying it, so that's the machloekes over there. That's your shalom which comes up on the matzah brai. Matzah brai is pas to start with, and now you you fried it. You didn't just put a little bit of oil there. You put it, fried it, but you're not deep frying it. But what's the gate to Shabbos is soup mini mandos. Mini mandos are deep fried. That's why they're so good for your cholesterol levels and your arteries. They're deep fried in oil. So assuming that the halachas of the brachas, the halachas of Shabbos are the same, they got to be this point. So deep frying is considered bishul, same bishul after bishul. So putting mini mandos into a something which is baked, we don't put into a cliche. So putting the sefe. So you shouldn't put your challah into your hot soup, but putting mini mandels into the hot soup is fine. Now, what's called mandels, which are those big things that some people have and use, those are baked. Those are not fried. So those would be an issue. Now, what's the status of your chicken soup? Is it a cliche or a cliche, depending on the issue? So you have ladles. That's not for now. That deserves a conversation by itself.
How are you cooking your challah when you're putting it in?
Like 30 seconds, not for me. Just interesting to
know. Yosha
says that soup can't cook.
Don't put your challah on top of your apple pie. I, what does that mean?
No, I'm asking a serious question. Like, what have I done now in this process? My challah, what have I done if I just put my challah into water? Meaning, which part of this is official?
There's a thin bishul on water also.
No, what I'm saying is that if I would have put my challah into cold water, I would have gotten the same effect as putting my challah in the soup. So what have I done?
Okay, we are now going back to the warning label I said of the first year. What was the warning label?
I wasn't here, but everybody told me.
Okay, good. So fine. So I can't answer that question. Okay.
If you be correct on that, it's yes, but I mean, we are still sick.
I don't know Matthias, and I have no idea what that means. Okay.
The fact is, if you soak tea in cold water, you also get tea.
Right. Ramesh actually raises that horror. You know.
That's why it's probably different from that. Ramesh used that as a sign that.
So where do you apply that sign? So but again, I've never studied under a microscope what happens to bread which has been cooked. Right? Okay. Just touching on tea for a second. So Ramosha is Makel putting a tea bag into a klishlishi. Based on his argument, he says that he is never. There's no such thing as a klishlishi which is mevashel. No such thing as a klishlishi which is mevashel. It doesn't exist. Strong lashon on that. I'm not saying it right now, but he has a very strong lashon that you don't find such a metzias of a klish lishi which is mevashel. It doesn't exist. I hear it. Well, linias ati lo near klal loy mradika dvorim to mishpashim klish lishi. There's no such thing. Lo near klal loy mradika dvorim mishpashim klish lishi. You only find klisheni certain things in mizvashal, etc., but those are things in klishlishi. So he's very, very comfortable saying you can put a tea bag into a klishlishi. The Chazanish, Mr. Burr comes along and makes tea into kalibishal. Mr. Burr makes an assumption that anything which is very, very fine and thin, even though there's no gemara which indicates that this is a kalibishal, eggs, the Chazanish says, yeah, there's a gemara. Moore says eggs are the easiest thing in the cook that there is ever. Moore says that the dover hakal, the hizbashal is an egg. Okay, fine. I got a gemara which calls that. There's a gemara about Kriyas Yisbanan and those type of things. We got a gemara about that. They start making up that everything is a kalibishul. The Chazanish doesn't like that. But Mr. Brewer comes along and says something which is very thin, and by nature, it the whole thing is kaleklipa. So obviously, it's much easier to cook because it's so thin. So Mr. Brewer comes along and says, "Yo, the tea is considered a kalibishul." Chazanish says, "Now the Chazanish agrees with Ramosha." He Chazanish Mikra at the end holds that you're mutter because he holds that tea is not kalibishul. But he says, but if you lishitoscha that you call tea kalibishul, there's no difference in a klishleni and a klishlishi. The gabi hilchos bishul klishlishi is cooked as much as the klishleni does. So the vel which is machmer putting not using tea bags, it's because of that Chazanish. But the marsha is very stark that it's mutter. Mishabura does suggest in order to avoid any shilas, the best thing is to make a tea essence. If you keep the tea essence hot, which should remain hot, it should never really cool off. So you have a double lach, which was never any stunning, so that just makes life very easy. You can put it into the cup before you pour in, you won't have any problems, like he says over there, of tzeveya, tzviya ba'ochlam, etc. So, I do want to point out, if somebody does make somebody does make tea essence, they should take out the tea bags before Shabbos, because the potentially get involved in Berurah Shabbos is taking out tea bags on Shabbos, etc. Okay.